Hi there, welcome to another episode of The Heart of a Youth Leader. Whether you're listening to this on a podcast or watching this on YouTube, you're really welcome. I make these every week, just short 7, 8, 9 minute episodes for anyone who's involved in youth or children's work in a church. I'm based in Leamington Spa in the Midlands in England, and I hope you find these useful. I want to share with you today something that's really encouraged me that happened a couple of days ago this week. I don't know about you, but the last few weeks I've been feeling pretty low because I just realised that I'm just not seeing any friends. Or when we do, it's always by appointment or on Zoom or whatever. And I was on Wednesday morning, I was praying and just going, "Oh Lord, I just feel, I miss seeing people, and just having those chance encounters with people, or just spending time without having to plan it." Anyway, I didn't think much of it. I went about my day as usual. I had a meeting planned at lunchtime in our local park with one of my trustees, and we were going to get a coffee and go for a walk together. Now that we can at least meet outside. So I went to this meeting, and it was great to spend time with him, and he's such a good help and a friend. And as I left the park, I bumped into an older gentleman from our church, and so I was chatting to him and met a couple of his family as well. And as I'm talking to him, another friend of mine walks past with his family, and it was great to see him. He's one of my buddies in my prayer triplet, and it was his birthday, so I got to wish him a happy birthday face to face rather than just through a message that I'd already sent, and it was wonderful. But there's even better news to it, really, in terms of how God answered my prayer that day. And it was almost like a prayer that I didn't realize I prayed. I was just, how you share your feelings with God sometimes. As I met my trustee in the park, there's a coffee shop in the center of the park, and he kindly went in to get us some drinks, and I stood outside. And you know what you're doing, you're just standing, you're looking around. And I noticed this woman in the coffee shop just in front of my friend, and I thought, well, she looks a bit familiar. And it reminded me of someone who I knew in my last church down in Twickenham, which we left, 12 years ago. Didn't think anything of it, just looking around, seeing that there's quite a lot of people around sitting on benches and stuff. Anyway, this woman walks out, and I realise it is my friend, and she goes, "Andy," and immediately takes her mask off as if to say, "Surprise!" And it was my friend from London, from Twickenham, who, we've not seen each other for years. And she was like, "What are you doing here?" And I'm like, "Well, what are you doing here? I live here. What's your excuse?" And it was amazing because she and her husband had come up for the afternoon to see some family who live in Shrewsbury, and they worked out that Leamington was roughly sort of the halfway point between Shrewsbury and Twickenham. So it was a couple of hours for both sets of families to come. And they just decided to sit in this park and have lunch together. And it was just one of those moments of, what are the chances? We couldn't have planned it. We couldn't have made it work if we tried. And yet for God, it was nothing to him. It was one of those chance encounters, which was not needed. It wasn't necessary. It hasn't changed anything, but it's changed everything for me. It's just reminded me of God's blessing, God's delight, that the unnecessary is important to him. And I am important to him. You are important to him. In the detail, he can meet us. In the unnecessary, he can meet us. And it just reminded me of the goodness of God. How great is our God? And I want to encourage you today to be telling him how you are. Tell him your frustrations. I wasn't praying particularly, I definitely wasn't praying to see my friend Sam. I definitely wasn't expecting her to appear in Leamington. She wasn't even on my mind. And yet And yet what a wonderful encouragement it was to see her and to see her obvious joy and surprise in seeing me in the middle of where she thought she knew no one. And for me to see someone so far out of the context that we knew each other in was a real genuine thrill. And it leads me to some words at the end of Psalm 27 that David wrote and prayed. It says, "I am still confident in this." This is Psalm 27, verse 13. "I am still confident in of this. I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord. Be strong and take heart and wait for the Lord." I love that prayer, that there's this resounding confidence that God is good and he will meet our needs. Now, sometimes it may not feel like he is, and it may be like, "Oh God, this is really hard work." And we just need to wait for the Lord in those moments. Let me read these verses again and let these just soak over you or soak into you as I read them today. "I am still confident of this. I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord, be strong and take heart and wait for the Lord." And so there's the challenge this week, whether you're in a good and fruitful place or whether you're struggling and maybe feeling a bit low or lonely. Be strong and take heart. You will see the goodness of the Lord in this time. And God is a God of blessing. God is a God of delight. No matter how hard life is, no matter how hard our circumstances, he is with us and he wants to bless us. He wants to encourage us because he is a God of love. And he delights in us. He delights in you. So if you're struggling, if you're feeling, "Oh no, here we go another week," just take a moment to remind yourself of God's goodness and tell him how you're feeling. He wants to know honestly, truthfully, how we're doing. And who knows how he might surprise you in this week ahead as he seeks to show you his goodness, his love for you. Have a great week.